Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to another Parents Culture Parents Network show. I am your host, M.H. Scott. I promise you another wonderful show, you know, in the life of sports as a parent. You know, we got a whole lot of situations that go day in and day out. You know, things that we just encounter on a regular basis, you know. And when we encounter these things, you know, some of these things just kind of sort of cause us to scratch our heads and make us want to say, you know. And I run across different situations, and I wonder from time to time, what are some of the thoughts of some of the other parents that's out there? What are other parents thinking when they run into some of these very same situations? You know, because the sporting industry is a $300 billion plus industry a year. You know, I just finished sitting watching sports all weekend, had a great weekend of watching young folks out there playing the game. You know, you had a series of middle school or spring basketball tournaments that started up on various places. Then you had soccer going on, and you know, shortly after that, you had high school, you know, the AAU circuit, or, you know, the Elite Youth Basketball League has started up, the Nike Shoe Company's program. You know, so you have a whole lot of different things going on. And all these things and all of these opportunities and all of these events, you know, you would hope would all lead to, at some point in time, you know, for a lot of children, many children, I know for a fact, is looking at these sports and these opportunities to lead them towards the opportunity to be able to play at a college level. You know, whether or not we're talking at the NAIA level, whether or not we're talking at the junior college level, whether or not we're talking at the NCAA level, you know, NAIA division one, two, or three, junior college level, or NCAA level, division ones, two, or three. You know, but it all boils down to our children have the opportunity to play. You know, I ran across a couple of great folks out there this weekend that have similar and like interests in mind, and also think that it's important that we, as parents, are engaged with our children early on, and you know, our children understand that we are there to support them. You know, there's a whole lot of things go behind helping our children become successful later on in life. You know, one of the biggest things is to know that they have our support. You know, I have to talk about this, and I'm going to try to stay away from name calling and stuff of that nature, but I ran across, you know, some of these organizations out here that feed off of our children desire to play at that next level. And with some of these organizations, you know, they know that, okay, hey, this child wants to play, you know, at the college level. Maybe if we offered them, you know, as they say, put together these packages, and these packages will help you develop all the necessary recruiting tools to make you more marketable. And at the end of the day, you know, the success and information that you provide them will get you a college scholarship. Well, folks, let me let you in on a little secret. We as parents, well, first and foremost, and this runs right along the same lines of what happens with the NBA and the NFL, and what happens with agents, you know, and what they do in comparison to what some of these organizations are doing out here that are supposed to be recruiting organizations. I'm going to say this. If your child has the talent and has the desire, and of course have the grades first and foremost, to play at that next level, he or she will be seen and will have that opportunity. I can just about guarantee you that he or she will be afforded that opportunity. You know, oftentimes we seem to think that, you know, since it's a long, drawn-out process, we seem to think that sometimes that opportunity is not going to fall our way, but that opportunity falls our way eventually. And I think that it just comes, you know, at its own pace. But your child having the talent and desire to play, I think that opportunity will come along and be there available for your child when that time comes. You know, I'm looking at a brochure here that I ran across. Talks about this organization that deals with the recruiting process and does these various things for and it talks about these various things. It talks about some small things. It says start the recruiting process summer before high school. Find a qualified and experienced trainer. Be careful with college camps that are raising money for their own program. Video your child's games and keep stats. It says, look for an individual recruiter that you can use to communicate with interested schools. Why would you need a recruiter to communicate with interested schools? Why can't you do it as a parent? And I'm just reading some of the information in this brochure that I came across. And I'm not going to call off the name of the organization because that's not the whole intent. But everything that it just said on the first page of this brochure, I believe that we as parents should be able to do ourselves. You know, but then it comes around and it talks about, you know, the different packages. You know, it talks about the different packages where, you know, it's a one-time membership fee, $749. $749 for what? You know, the standard package, $499. you know, the mentor package, a one-time fee of $99. Game analysis and reports, $225. Highlight videos, $75. Well, I tell you what, this organization here is quick to give you a full rundown of what you can pay them. And I noticed that, that it's here to give you a full rundown of what you can pay them in order for your child to get into the recruiting process. But I ask that question again. How much of this can we do ourselves? I know it seems like it's a long, drawn-out process in a lot of cases. You know, I've actually had parents that get frustrated because, you know, the process just didn't move fast enough for them. But all in all, you know, it's a waiting game. It's a hurry up and wait situation. It's a patience game. I would hope and ask and encourage all parents to have that patience, to not be so, you know, anxious. And you know, I often tease a few of my folks that I have had a chance to work with, you know, that are so used to things going the way that they want them to go, you know, and they having that control factor. When things just don't go their way, then they have a tendency to, you know, get a little antsy. But I have to remind them, everything's not going to flow the way you want it to flow. You know, it's a hurry up and wait situation. Get your stuff in. And in the end, the situation works out. And then everybody gets that big sigh of relief. And it's almost as though, you know, you have taken the world off your shoulders. This is that one period of time where you feel as though the world is on your shoulders. You're feeling that pressure. And if you don't have that control over the situation, then you feel as though that, you know, you've done something wrong or you've missed out on the opportunity. But that's not the case. That's not the case. So it's all about patience, and it all works out in the end, and everything turns out to be fine, you know, with when it's all said and done. You know, I can go into talking about this whole situation and put an altogether different twist on it, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the things that we experience as parents, you know, the anxiety that we go through in some cases because things aren't just clicking as fast as we want them to click. You know, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can always give us a call at 917-889-8095. I say that number again, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. I know that, you know, somewhere out there, there's something that you can share with our, you know, with our listening audience, something that you have experienced, something that you just want to, you know, just put out there and let everybody know that, hey, okay, this is what's going on. And this is how things can work to your advantage. You know, give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Join in on the conversation. Add your thoughts on the conversation. Let me know what you think about what's going on. You know, we definitely give you some of our feedbacks. Definitely give you some of our feedback on what we know about the process. And as always, I say the same thing all the time. You know, when you get to the point of if I don't provide you with good information, then, you know, hopefully somebody else you know, that I know that's within the circle of Parents Coach Parents Network will provide you with some information as well. So, again, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts and see what's on your mind as far as things that we experience as parents when dealing with this recruiting process. And not just recruiting process, when dealing with sports and our children. Dealing with sports and our children. It's such a valuable thing to ensure that we are here to support our children, you know, on a regular basis, day in and day out. It's not an optional thing. It's not a thing that that we can overlook. It's something that we have to work hard towards. You know, one of the things that I like to add in there is, you know, at some point in time, we here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, we're going to strive towards doing some other things that can enhance the opportunity of our young folks. You know, providing scholarship information, providing scholarship material. And when I say scholarship, please don't get that mistaken with we're going to provide, you know, full scholarship to a institution. When I say scholarship, I'm simply meaning, you know, opportunity to attend some of these events. Many young men like to attend, young men and young ladies like to attend. Like, I attended this event just recently today. And you can check it out, some of the things I posted on Twitter. It was the Nike Girls EYBL showcase or tournament. It was here in the state of Virginia. And I had an opportunity just to check it out and see, you know, what the parents were talking about and what the parents were doing while they was out there. And as I watched the parents, I'm looking at many of them. Hey. And they're just out there as though, hey, you know, things are falling in place for them. You know, there's so many different things that you could be doing while you're out there, you know, with your child, just watching the game. You know, there's so many things. You know, keeping stats. I've seen very, matter of fact, absolutely. I tell you, I've seen very few parents even sitting there in the stands keeping stats during the time that. That the event was going on. And, you know, I questioned that, you know, hey, this is the opportunity that you keep stats. This is the opportunity that you videotape it and send that information out and let folks know that, hey, okay, there is a opportunity for your child to show up. Well, again, if you want to join in on the conversation, 917-889-8095. I'd love to hear from you. You know, just your thoughts, just your ideas. If it's not something that you want to say, then, you know, find us on Facebook or on Twitter and send us a message that way as well. And that can also I'll look at that question and generate a question from it. And if at all possible, put that out there on the air to let everybody know what you're thinking. But getting back to what I was talking about, you know, there's so many different things, and there's so much that we can do as parents to help offset, you know, just some of the things that our children are going through. The many times that we overlook or the many times that we ignore some of the things that's happening out there. We do our child a serious disservice to our child, serious disservice. And what I mean by that, I just simply mean that we do our child a disservice in the sense of we don't give them an opportunity to shine. We don't give them the opportunity to really get the best out of their situation. Really worth paying, you know, a organization X amount of dollars. Now, I would ask this question, and I guess this may be a question that you may want to pose to whatever organization that you interact with. I would ask this question. How could that organization be able to guarantee me that my child will walk away from there with a scholarship? That's my question. That's my biggest question to any organization that's out there. How could you guarantee me that I would be able to, that your organization would guarantee my child will walk away with a scholarship? That's what I want to know. And if you're not able to guarantee me that, then why are we having this conversation? You know, that's the puzzling part for me. You know, why would we even need to have this conversation if you're not able to guarantee me at least that much? You know, if I'm paying a membership fee, if I'm paying a membership fee of, $750 or $499 or whatever the case may be, what guarantee will you be able to put on the table that will guarantee my child will walk away with a scholarship? Again, give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you this evening. You know, want to know what's on your mind, what's your thoughts, see if there's something that that we can do for you that will help you, and your child in the end. You know, what is it that we can do? Because that's the big important question. That's the million-dollar question. What is it that we can do? You know, I started out with the model for the Parents, because the Parents Network, help us help you. I would say help all of us. All of us help you. That's not an optional thing. That's a requirement. That's a must. That's a plus. That's a benefit. That's something that that we must learn to use to our advantage. Opportunity and access to networks and access to folks that have the ability to help us. You know, if we don't utilize those opportunities, then we sell ourselves short. We put ourselves in a situation where, you know, our children are not getting anything out of it. So help all of us help. Help all of us help you. Help all of us help you. Well, folks, I'm going to step away for a second, and hopefully when I come back, I'll have some callers on the line that want to join the conversation. But you've been listening to the Parents Because the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll find us here each and every Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, we're just trying to have a little conversation, just a little something just to stimulate your mind. We'll be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
With college athletes, but it's practice as young as kindergarten.
Go, Troy, go! Troy, go! Go!
Redshirting. Parents delaying the beginning of school for their children or repeating a grade to gain an eventual physical edge.
So this was just for sports?
It was just for sports. What we looked at was you get very few opportunities in life that you can manufacture time. We were in a position and had the opportunity to give him another year to work towards achieving his goal.
I think he's has the body to do well, and his, you know, physique, I guess. I mean, his body right now, he passes the eyeball test, I guess is the best way to put it.
Some, including a Hall of Fame coach, say redshirting just is not right.
You know, I have a trained eye, and watch the 5-year-old, I can't figure out what we have there other than the 5-year-old.
I just hate to be cast as this sports villain.
Today, outside the line.
Well, you know, as I was sitting here, and I hope that, again, I hope that we're transmitting. Give us a call, 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Even if you're listening via the web, smartphone or whatever, I would ask that you call in just for a hot second, just so I can see that numbers are popping up on my switchboard here, and I am getting out to the masses. You know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm getting some information out to parents at large. You know, but in talking about some of these companies out here that are providing these recruiting services for for many parents, that's out there, you know, I would question those recruiting services and how could they guarantee that my child will actually be recruited based upon what they say he or she is capable of doing. And why should that college coach take this individual's word as far as being a legitimate source, you know, on the recruiting aspect? Why should a college coach take that individual's word? I guess that may be my real question. Because we're talking about someone that, again, and I say this all the time, we're talking about someone that will come into our child's life, have no connection to our child, but supposed to be able to market our child with some real value to a third party, even though they have not seen our child play or seen our child do anything of, you know, importance on the athletic note. You know, only thing they may be able to go off would be a video, or may be able to go off would be, you know, some hearsay or what we tell them. You know, I'm curious to see how all that works. You know, I think the good old way of parents being actively involved in the process is sufficient enough. And I've seen it work for a number of young folks that I have helped over the years, and I've seen some folks ended up going to school just based upon, you know, putting their stuff together, you know, putting their stuff together. Had a number of young men that have went on to school, and some that went on to school and stayed in school, some that went on to school and ended up coming back home, but that was for altogether different reason. But at the end of the day, they still had the opportunity to go to school, still had the opportunity to go to school. Again, 917-889-8095. 917-889-8005 is the number. Here's the number of our call-in number. And I'd love to hear from you. Again, we're here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 12. It's up to you. Now go out there and get it done.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents. Success Uncomplicated, The Real Coach Carter's 12 Steps to Success, author Coach Ken Carter. Introduction. As I finish writing this book, I'm preparing for the opening of the Coach Carter Impact Academy for young men and young women. The academy will facilitate the fundamental skills needed for these young men and women to succeed in life. The goal will be to furnish them with an innovative educational program geared toward increasing their self-esteem and encouraging responsible behavior. The Coach Carter Foundation will sponsor scholars to attend the academy. Through this process, these young men and women will gain life skills and academic enhancements that will build character, instill self-discipline, teach financial responsibility, and expose the scholars to real-life collegiate experiences. In the first year, the academy will accept young men and women. Our goal is to have 50 students in the first class. Obviously, I have big plans for Coach Carter Impact Academy in the future. My hope is that one day there will be many Coach Carter Impact Academies across this great land of ours. The Coach Carter Foundation will be the chief sponsor of the scholars for this endeavor. In order to commit myself fully to this new adventure in education, I'll be cutting back on my career as a renowned public inspirational speaker. My appearances are in demand all across the country, in which I speak to educational, faith-based civic groups, top executives, and employees at private businesses. No doubt my career as a public speaker is due in no small part to the movie from Paramount Pictures about my life story, Coach Carter, starring Samuel L. Jackson. The movie opened as the number one motion picture in the country, earning $25 million in its first weekend at the box office. It went on to earn over $70 million in ticket sales at theaters across the country, and that does not include sales to TV and DVD or money earned in foreign countries. By now, anyone who's seen the movie knows my life story. I was a successful, self-made businessman in Richmond, California, when I was offered the position of head basketball coach at Richmond High School, my alma mater.
Although I had never coached basketball before, I had been a star player in high school and college and played professional basketball in Canada. More importantly, Richmond High's athletic director, Roy Rogers, who had been my high school coach, was aware of my character and the leadership skills I could bring to the boys' basketball program. I arrived at Richmond High during a dark time in the school's basketball history. Not only was the team losing most of its games, but also very few of the players were achieving the grades in the classroom necessary for them to go on to college. So I saw my job as the new basketball coach as encompassing more than merely winning games. It was my responsibility to instill in these young men a sense of their own self-worth and the discipline and study habits necessary for them to achieve success in the classroom as well as in life outside of the basketball gymnasium. By now, my story is famous, as told not only in the film, but also in countless newspapers, magazines, and TV talk shows across the nation. When I assumed my duties as head basketball coach at Richmond High School, I required each player to sign a contract, committing them to a standard of behavior and classroom comportment consistent with self-respect and respect for others. My players also agreed to maintain a grade point average high enough to qualify them for college, and I encouraged homework habits and study halls to back up their newfound academic commitment. I also instilled a new sense of discipline and team ethic on the court, and under my tutelage, the Richmond High basketball team went from being a joke to a champion, undefeated and ranked number one in the state of California. But just as we seemed to be accomplishing all of our dreams on the court, I discovered that some of the players had let their on-court success go to their heads and started to slide in the classroom, breaking our contract. In response, I padlocked the gym and shut down the team, forfeiting our next four games until the players had reaffirmed their contractual obligations in the classroom. Although my actions in pursuing the lockout stirred great controversy at the time and attracted a national media firestorm, it seemed to be a simple matter to me. My players had given me their word, and now they had broken it. And when I had assumed the post of their basketball coach, I had given the players my own word that I would uphold the standards of behavior and classroom performance that I had established for membership on the team. The idea of controversy had never occurred to me. I was simply doing what my father and mother had taught me to do. I was living up to my word, and I expected my players to do the same. But my actions did attract controversy. Apparently, having an adult live up to his word and asking a group of young men to do the same is now a rare thing in America. It is a sad but true fact. As my exploits were written about in newspapers, in magazines, and discussed on talk shows, I received thousands of letters of congratulations from parents, young people, teachers, and civic leaders from across America. California Governor Gray Davis attended our first game after the lockout ended, and I was later named Educator of the Year by Harvard University. And news of my activities reached all the way to Hollywood, where Paramount Pictures decided to make a movie about my life story. By any measure, the movie is considered a success, and with the success of the movie, I soon embarked on my speaking career. I'm also working on establishing myself as a producer in Hollywood, developing and pursuing several movie and television projects while also appearing as one of the coaches in the televised Slam Ball sports program. More on this later. And this fall, the Coach Carter Academy will open its doors and open a new era of hope to some of the young people of this great country of ours. A hope, sadly, not always nurtured or taught in our local communities. And as I've traveled the country participating in speaking engagements, many people have asked me what it was like having a successful feature film based on my life story. They see me as I've been portrayed in the movie by the great actor Samuel L. Jackson, and they see me as I appear before them now as a writer and producer in Hollywood, a coach in slam ball, and a highly paid motivational speaker. Many of these same people have inquired about the success that I've achieved in my own life. I've been asked, what were the secrets to your success, and could others learn those same secrets from you? I have a confession to make. I have no secrets to success. Rather, my success has been the product of my character, of the application of techniques that can be learned by anyone willing to put in the effort. That is why I've written this book, not to share my secrets, but to share the principles by which I've lived my entire life, and through which I've achieved a measure of success in every venture upon which I've set my sights. Anyone reading this book can cultivate these same techniques in themselves, whether you're a teacher, a fireman, a mechanic, or owner of a small business. The secret of your own success already lies within you, only waiting to be brought out by your own efforts. And parents can pass these techniques on to their children, just as teachers can pass them on to their students. It's only a question of taking that first step. Let's take that first step together on the road to success and start with the quality of character that underlies all achievement, however great or small. That quality of character is positive self-image.
Well, that's just a little clip from Coach Carter. Coach Ken Carter. You know, Ken Carter from the movie Coach Carter. It was just some of the things that he shared with many of us in his book. Of course, that was a narrator that was reading up these parts, but it was just something I wanted to share. I had an opportunity to sit and talk to Coach Carter earlier this year, and he shared some of these things with me. And of course, I purchased a copy of his book and some of the other pieces of material that he has as well. But, you know, and getting back to everything that I talked about this evening as far as, things that we must do as parents, you know, it's vitally important that we stay an active part of our child's life, especially our child being involved in the sporting industry. No matter what background you come from, it's very important, very, very, very important that you stay as an active part, active role in your child's life. Not an overbearing helicopter mom, helicopter dad, helicopter parent, but just someone that is going to be actively engaged in the process, ensuring that your child gets the best out of every situation, not just sometimes. Well, folks, I think that's been it for us this evening. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, here on Blog Talk Radio, I'm your host, M.H. Scott. As always, we'll see you next week this time. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go ahead and let my man, Mr. Keith Wright, with his college experience, take us out. Take us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves.